This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new study sheds light on the growing student loan crisis. Research by the think tank Demos finds that 2 of every 5 people with student loans are either in default or more than 90 days past due. And just a little money owed triggers this mess. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott looked into it.
In 1988, Latarsha Cockey signed up for computer classes at PTC Career Institute in Baltimore. She hadn't finished high school and was hoping some extra skills would help her find a decent paying job.
I had a young daughter that I had to take care of, and I wanted to make sure my daughter had everything that she needed and some of the things she wanted.
To pay for the classes, Cockey took out a $2,500 federal student loan, but she never finished.
I think I was there less than a month because I came down with an illness.
That didn't stop the school from charging her or the student loan bills from showing up. Cockey says a seizure disorder has kept her from working ever since. She made payments for a while, but eventually defaulted on the loan. Her sole income is a disability check, so even $20 a month is a strain. But also,
I just felt like, why should I pay back something that I didn't benefit from?
Like Cockey, more than half of people struggling to pay back their student loans owe less than $20,000, according to Demos. The study's author, Robert Hilton-Smith, says students who borrowed less than $10,000 were about as likely to default as those owing more than $100,000.
That was perhaps the most surprising part to me, that in essence there was no correlation between the amount borrowed and the default rate.
One likely reason, people who didn't graduate and didn't get that boost in the labor market were twice as likely to default as those with degrees. Justin Drager is president of the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. He says that's the hidden story of student loan default in this country.
It's not the students who have racked up tens of thousands of dollars in loan debt. It's the students who have relatively low amounts that have to, for whatever reason, drop out or stop out of school and then find themselves in a world of hurt when they default.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is that a lot of these schools...
Latarsha Cockey eventually got legal help. Her pro bono lawyer, Catherine Gonzalez, has applied for her loan to be discharged based on alleged fraud at the now-defunct career school she attended.
Though the amount is might seem relatively small, I mean, that's a huge amount to pay, you know, if you have limited income.
And when borrowers default, not only do they wind up paying more in fees and penalties, the ding to their credit makes it harder to get mortgages, credit cards, even find jobs. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.